Well, good morning, guys. I don't normally make one in the morning, but it's been a bit noisy around where I'm living, and I kind of got woken up early. So I thought I'd try and have a look and see if I can find anything, and I found a couple of things. Then I'll put the links down below, and the second one, you should actually watch the video that's in the news item, as it kind of explains a lot. But this person on the thumbnail, I don't know quite what it is, but it has the traditional pink hair, which of course signifies a crazy. Nice of them to sort of show us that. And we're not disappointed here. Oh, and by the way, this is a sex expert. Don't know how you become a sex expert. What do you do? Have a lot of sex? I don't know. I mean, I could be an expert beer opener. I mean, I've opened loads of beer in my time. No, this is a made-up name. Same as dating guru. And it's all femons who make these names up. It's not a real profession at all. But anyway, when you see a femon like this, or I think it's a femon, you know when they open their mouth, something crazy is going to come out. And basically, they generally embarrass themselves and don't help the femon cause at all. I mean, how can people with any common sense at all take these people seriously? It just shows how unhinged they are. But it is kind of laughable. Anyway, this sex expert says that parents should get consent from their child, like a baby, before they change their nappy. What? Hold it together, Solar Man, hold it together. And how would that work? The baby can't communicate yet, maybe only can cry. So how is the child supposed to give consent? I mean, these pink-haired crazies don't really help themselves at all, do they? And of course the media should give them no time at all. Giving them a platform only makes more get invented. I mean, I've got a very vivid imagination, really, but I can't come up with shit like that. Ha! Shit! Changing nappies! Oh, you get it? But really, have you ever heard anything so ridiculous in your life? I also believe that a fetus in the womb should give its consent when it wants to be born. I don't know, maybe two knocks for yes and one knock for no. It amazes me how these type of people are actually walking around amongst us. And it's generally all femons, correct? And they'll do anything for any attention at all, good or bad. Anyway, let's move on to the next item. Now, here's a femon that was an employee of a daycare center. A mother picked her child up, a seven-year-old girl, and when she was putting her in the car seat, she noticed her arms were all bruised up. So she went back into the daycare center and asked what had happened. Of course, all these daycare centers are generally run by all femons. And of course, nobody knew what had happened. But the mother persisted in wanting to know, so eventually they checked the CCTV cameras and found that this femon was pushing the seven-year-old girl, pinning her up against the wall, pushing her onto the floor, in actual fact being quite violent to her. This person in the picture has now been fired, of course, and they interviewed the manager of the daycare center, which of course is a femon, and she was completely clueless, saying that this person was always gentle and kind, and that she'd passed all the checks. Well, I would suggest they do deeper checks. I suggest this manager does her job properly. But just watching the interview with the manager, I would suggest they get a new manager. I mean, what were the checks they did? Oh, she's femon. Yeah, that's it, that'll do. Femons are well known to be spiteful, vindictive, mean. But they never do it right out in the open, do they? I don't really agree with cameras being everywhere, but in this instance, it worked good. It showed the femon for what she really was. And all you guys out there can be kind of like CCTV cameras yourselves. Be alert. Watch. Don't listen to the femons speaking. Watch what they do. Because you won't learn anything about a femon by listening to her. But you will learn by watching what she does. Because that is the real femon. Remember, guys, femons are all about deflection. They will never admit to something if you don't have real proof. Honesty isn't really one of their good traits. It's amazing, people perceive because she's a femon, she'll be good with children. Because they're natural mothers. But we're finding out more and more that isn't the case, is it, guys? Watch your backs. Take it easy.